So Brian Simmons just said that he went on some big chariot ride with some big name prophet that he can't tell anyone about. Shh. I mean, is this guy high or on drugs?
You know, the Holy Spirit in both Greek and Hebrew is always feminine.
Yeah.
But nobody would want to talk to her.
See, Brian loves to wow the crowd, get them all pumped up, get them laughing, and blow their minds with his secret revelations that he supposedly gets from God. Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, what you're about to see is some of the craziest stuff I've ever put on Real Talk. When you think of deceived or unbiblical, I want you to think of the videos that I'm about to show you. But the sad part is that people all around the world are believing this nonsense. So are you ready? Let's go.
2009, Brian Simmons gets a new assignment. What happened?
Jesus Christ came into my room. He breathed on me and he commissioned me.
When he breathed on you, I have to ask you this. What did it feel like?
It felt like a kiss from heaven.
You sure about that?
It felt like heaven's wind, the ruach, the breath, the wind of God that came upon me. And he spoke to me and said, I'm commissioning you to translate the Bible into the translation project that I'm giving you to do. And he promised that he would help me. And he promised me he would give me secrets of the Hebrew language.
Do you believe when he blew on you, there was an impartation for revelation?
I do. I believe the spirit of revelation was given.
Well, that was Brian Simmons who wrote the Passion Translation, one of the worst, most unbiblical translations of the Bible ever put out. Did you notice in the little talk there some major red flags? First of all, he said that Jesus came into his room and breathed on him. What? Said no verse ever. False teachers always claimed that they had some super special visitation from the Lord. I mean, Chris Vallotton from Bethel Church in Redding, California, claims that Jesus showed up to him when he was in the bathroom.
About the Lord walking into the bathroom, and he said to me, you're going to be a prophet to kings, prime ministers, governors.
And we can't forget Kenneth Copeland, who said he woke up in the middle of the night and Jesus was at the end of his bed with a plate of cookies.
Certainly I just, but I didn't raise up. I just raised my head like that, and when I did, there was Jesus at the foot of my bed. Of course, in the spirit, you know. And he had this big tray of cookies. I mean, it was such a big tray of cookies. It was an arm, this tray was this big.
So why do false teachers make up this kind of nonsense? Well, to most of the world, this seems plausible, and they can't prove that it didn't happen. But we as Christians know that Jesus is not appearing to people today. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. Secondly, he says that Jesus breathing on him felt like a kiss from heaven. What? What does that even mean? That sounds like a bunch of word salad nonsense. But then it gets worse as he quotes what Jesus supposedly said to him. So he is adding to scripture. And by doing that, that is demonic. And let me be very clear, it wasn't Jesus who appeared to him, not at all. Rather, it was Satan disguising himself as an angel of light, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Now, some of you may be asking, how do we know that? Well, when I show you these next clips, it will prove to you that Brian has no clue what the Bible says. And he was visited and commissioned by a demon instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's take a look. In this first clip, he claims that the Holy Spirit is a female. Said no verse ever.
You know, the Holy Spirit in both Greek and Hebrew is always feminine.
Yeah.
But nobody would want to talk to her that way. I don't know why we don't talk to her.
That's good.
I think we've got
What? This is absolutely demonic. There is not one verse in the New Testament that refers to the Holy Spirit as female. John 16:13 talks about the Holy Spirit, and let's look what it says. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. And there you have it right there. The Holy Spirit is a he, not a she. You heard it seven times mentioned in that verse. See, Brian Simmons is perverting and twisting God's word. But next, we're going to hear him say that the second coming of Jesus isn't biblical, and that he knows when Jesus is coming back. Oh, really?
I know when Jesus is coming back. When we bring him. We bring him back.
Hallelujah.
If the second coming, which is not in the Bible, it's amazing how many eschatological dogmatic doctrines we built around terms that are not even in the Bible. Rapture, millennium, second coming. Those words are not found in the scripture.
So Brian Simmons says just because the words second coming are not found in the book of Revelation, that means it's not biblical.
Are you kidding me?
Come on, you guys. That would mean the word Bible and Trinity and rapture are not biblical either, because they're not found in the Bible. But we know that's not true. We know those three words are absolutely biblical and the concepts are seen in scripture. See, Brian teaches dominion theology, or the Seven Mountains Mandate. This is false, by the way, and it's where we are the ones who must get everything together and take dominion over the seven areas of influence in this world. And then, and only then, that will usher back the return of Jesus. And please hear me say this, is pure nonsense. It's absolute fantasy. Notice how this is simply man-centered garbage that says that we're in control, not the Lord. In essence, Brian is talking about a wimpy, sissified Jesus who can't do anything until we take dominion. See, the biblical Jesus told us to teach all that he commanded. He told us to go and make disciples, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. But no, Jesus never said that we were to take dominion and take over the world and then he would come back. That's pure fantasy, by the way. Brian Simmons also says that he knows when Jesus will return, and it's when we bring him back. Are you kidding me? Come on, you guys. This man is delusional. The Bible says that no one knows the hour or the day, Matthew 24, verse 36. And remember, this man claims that he is Jesus' best friend. But you're going to see that nothing he has to say is biblical or true. Like this little nugget.
I had a chariot come and pick me up one night, and a prophet that, if I told you his name, you all know him. And he and I went in this chariot. We went all over the six states of New England, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. We slipped into upstate New York just a little bit, but we, throughout the whole night, we visited those states in the chariot of God, and we saw the places where revival was about to break loose. And that chariot came right back over my house, hovered over my house, and there the two of us were. We watched the sunrise together in the spirit, and then I was back in my body.
So Brian Simmons just said that he went on some big chariot ride with some big name prophet that he can't tell anyone about. Shh. I mean, is this guy high or on drugs? And then he supposedly said he saw where revival was going to break out all around the upper, you know, part of the United States. This is New Apostolic Reformation, or NAR, nonsense. Revival is always right around the corner. God is showing me what's about to take place. But ask yourself, how come these things never take place?
It's fiction. It's fiction. We made it up.
Proverbs 28, verse 26 says, "He who trusts in his own mind is a fool." And 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 through 4 says, "I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or out of the body I do not know, God knows, Such a man was caught up to the third heaven. And I know how such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which a man is not permitted to speak. So we see right there that Paul was caught up into heaven. And let me be very clear, Paul was so humbled by it that he wouldn't even mention that it was him who was caught up into heaven. But did you see at the very end what he said? He said that he was not permitted to talk about it. Yet Brian blabs about all his so-called heavenly trips, you know, where he travels with prophets and, you know, chariots and goes all around the United States, seeing where revival is supposedly going to break out. See, false teachers always do this so that you'll be impressed and in awe and want to be more connected with them and so into their ministry because they had a supernatural experience and you didn't. So if you follow them, maybe you can have that experience. Maybe you can be best friends with that prophet or with Jesus as well. But let's keep going. In this next clip, you're going to hear one of the bigger whoppers I've heard.
Whopper, 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 whopper.
The two books in the Bible, people say to me all the time, the two most or least understood books in the Bible are my two favorite books in the Bible. The revelation of Jesus Christ, the last book of the Bible, that Antichrist, the word Antichrist is not in that book. You've really done an injustice when you stick Antichrist where he's not, where he doesn't belong. People get so upset with me when I take away their Antichrist. You know, they go, okay, you can keep him. Just, you say, but who is the Antichrist? Well, just look in the mirror sometime, and every time you oppose Jesus Christ.
So according to Brian, anytime you sin, you're the Antichrist. Wow, are you kidding me? I mean, is this man a comedian or a Bible-believing Christian? Well, I can guarantee you he is definitely not the second. See, Brian loves to wow the crowd, get them all pumped up, get them laughing, and blow their minds with his secret revelations that he supposedly gets from God. The only thing this man is doing is taking people to hell with him. Here, you're going to see in this next clip how his wife is just as brainwashed as he is. And she has some crazy nonsense that you're not going to believe until you see it.
Release the spirit of joy. Release the spirit of joy all over this house, Lord. More joy, Lord. We can't get enough joy, Lord Jesus. This tickle of Lord. Let the tickle angel come. Just tickle of Lord. Yes, more joy, more praise. More thanksgiving, Lord. Just more praise. More thanksgiving, Lord. Just release it. A season of thanksgiving, Lord. Let every day be thanksgiving, Father. The abundance of Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Pour out your abundance, Lord. Abundant thanksgiving to you, Lord Jesus.
Let me ask you a serious question. Can any of you tell me where in the Bible there's a verse talking about the tickle angel? I mean, think about that. I couldn't find that anywhere in the Bible. Yet she is calling for the tickle angel to come on down, you know, and help them have joy and help people laugh like a bunch of crazy people. Does this seem like anything that would happen in a biblical church? Absolutely not. People were cackling and shaking all over the place. Is this the fruit of the Holy Spirit? No. Because if you look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, it's self-control. And let me be very clear, this is definitely not it. Finally, as if that wasn't all crazy enough, this man claims that Billy Graham appeared to him and gave him some pearls of wisdom. Again, is this man on something? Because this is not of the Lord and it is not biblical.
The Lord resists the proud. Do you want God to resist you? And that prideful boast, you know, just let righteousness be Christ. Christ is our righteousness. He's good enough for all of us. I like that. Billy Graham told me that. He came to me and told me in a dream. He said, don't be proud, Brian. I had just preached 20,000 people. It was good. And I liked it. Too much. And Billy Graham on the front row. After I came down from the platform, he came, put his hand on my shoulder, said, don't be proud, Brian. Jesus makes anyone look good.
Now, like I said in the introduction of this episode, the sad part in all this is that so many people are believing and following this nonsense. They want an experience. They want their ears tickled, and they don't care if it's biblical or not. Paul said this would happen in the last days, that people would turn from the truth and follow after fables or myths. And that's exactly what's happening right here. This man is creating more and more false converts with his fake stories and his fake Bible, which is the worst translation of the Bible ever. Please mark and avoid the Passion Translation. See, Brian Simmons is not of the Lord, not at all. He is a mouthpiece of Satan. And if we are true followers of Jesus, we will speak up and warn other people about this wolf in sheep's clothing.